بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير. And this is the fifth surah of the Quran that starts with Alhamdu. And this is the last surah that starts with Alhamdu. And from the beginning, what Surah Fatiha and all the surahs that start with Alhamdu, two particular things Allah makes clear. That is, Allah is the creator of all the ni'mats that we have, and Allah is the one who keeps that ni'mats going for us all the time. These ni'mats are of two types. One is of this world, for our worldly life. That also Allah has created all our necessities and needs and His ni'mats on us. And then Allah alone is the one who sustains them and keeps on giving it to us our whole life. The other types of ni'mat, which are the more greater, are the year after. And that also Allah is the only one who has created that, and He is the only one who will sustain that as well. And in this surah, moreover, the ni'mats of the year after are referred to. So Allah Ta'ala says, Alhamdulillahi fatiri samawati wal ard. Sab khubi Allah ko hai jisne bana nikale asman aur zameen. All praises are only due to Allah Ta'ala, whatever type of praise there is. And anyone praising another person also, if we analyze it, it is only the praises of Allah Ta'ala. So all praise is due to Allah, and yeah, particularly that Allah is the creator of the heavens and the earth. That how Allah has created the heavens and earth, and from there how many good things come out. That, like for example, when husband and wife meet, children are born. Like that, the skies are on top, the earth is at the bottom. And when the sky send down rain on the earth, then all produce is produced. And mankind benefits from that all the time. So in there are great lessons of how Allah has created the heavens and the earth, and what ni'mats Allah Ta'ala has kept for us. Further, ja'ilil malaikati rusulan, jisne thiraya farishto ko pegham lane wale. And Allah is the one who has created and made the malaika, the angels, the messengers who brought the message of Allah Ta'ala from Allah to the Anbiya, to the Rasuls which Allah Ta'ala had sent. The Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Rasuls were in this world, and the message that came to them was brought by the Malaika from Allah Ta'ala. And these Malaika Allah Ta'ala had made Uli ajnihatin matna wa thulatha wa ruba'a, jinke par hai do do or teen teen or char char. Allah has made them of various types, that they have got their wings, some of them 2, 2, 3, 3, and 4, 4 wings, all different, just like the birds that fly also, they have got 2 wings. A mosquito, for example, has got 6 wings. All the creation of Allah, they have got different numbers, and this is for them to fly easily. What we can understand, worldly things, the birds we see that they fly easily, high up also, they come down also. So this malaika also Allah has given wings, and they with these wings they fly down to the earth, and they fly back to Allah Ta'ala as well. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, particularly on one occasion that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw him in his original form, and he had 100 wings. So Allah has made the malaika, created them of noor, and for them to travel and traverse easily, Allah has made these wings for them. Yazidu fil khalqi ma yasha, barha deta hai paidaish mein jo chahe, and Allah increases in His creation whatever He wishes, how He wishes and how He makes, whether He makes them with 2 wings or with 3 wings or 4 wings or more or less, all is in the hands of Allah, and this is all according to the great knowledge and the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And in all this we should be looking at this and realizing Allah's great qudrat and His great favors upon us. In اِنَّ اللّٰهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ بے شک اللہ ہر چیز کر سکتا ہے. And this was just a brief exposition of the قدرت and favors of Allah. But a mu'min should realize Allah is so great, He has got قدرت and power over each and everything. For us there are many things which are impossible. For Allah there is nothing which is impossible. Everything is possible for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Like for example, the whole world is round, and at the bottom of the world, the countries and towns which are there, like Cape Town, like like Australia, etc. At the bottom there is water, there are the oceans, and not one drop of water dare fall from that ocean, though there is nothing holding it up, no glass, no plastic, nothing. It is just water, and water, if we turn a tumbler around, all the water will fall out. But Allah's qudrat is such that there is nothing impossible for Allah Ta'ala. Also at the same time, if we just consider the people who are walking at the bottom of the earth, they are walking with the legs which is on the earth. So in other words, they are walking upside down. The legs are on top and the heads are at the bottom. But this is an impossible thing. But for Allah, there is nothing impossible. So great is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا جو کچھ کے کھول دے اللہ لوگوں پر رحمت میں سے تو کوئی نہیں اس کو روکنے والا. And Allah Ta'ala is such, whenever He opens His mercy to anyone from His creation, then there is nobody who can stop that mercy. And we should make our contact with Allah. Don't look for favors from people. Don't look for help from people. Look at it from Allah. And when Allah will open His doors of His mercy, His kindness and His favors, nobody can block it and nobody can stop it. No matter what power people have got, no matter what jadu they make, nobody can stop that favors of Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ اور جو کچھ روک رکھے تو کوئی نہیں اس کو بھیجنے والا اس کے سوا. And whatever Allah تبارک تعالی keeps away from a person, nobody can acquire that and get it from anywhere. This is true tawheed, that everything is only from Allah. And a true believer who must be strong in his iman must know everything is from Allah. Now whatever good is only from Allah. Whatever bad is also only from Allah. Though out of respect, a person does not attribute bad to Allah Ta'ala. But whatever conditions, they are all from Allah Ta'ala, and nobody can interfere with that. No Jewish lobby, no big financial houses, nobody can do anything. Everything is alone, only from Allah, and that must be the aqidah and yaqeen of a mu'min. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ اور وہی ہے زبردست حکمت و والا. And it is only Allah who is all powerful, and His power is not just let loose and goes wild, but it is harnessed with His wisdom. Allah's great, great power is used according to the wisdom of Allah Ta'ala. So in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala has introduced Himself and also His workings and His great favors upon us. And it is for us to understand and recognize Allah, have the ma'rifat of Allah, and true iman and yaqeen. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَلِيْهِ